From SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Youth Express, the nation's first 24/7 radio station devoted to youth writing, music, and conversation.
I don't know why some people look down on people who either give up on college or never go in the first place.
There are people that just hate you because of your race or ethnicity, but we are definitely making progress.
She's hungry for everything, the life within, trying to find her way around again. Looking and searching is what she's doing.
So I followed my brother down to the riverbank, and we donned our skates. While Lev hurried, I tarried. While Lev trudged through the slush, I caught a flake on my tongue.
My parents are from Bhutan. They migrated to Nepal, and I born there, and I moved here in the U.S. So it's a long journey to get here.
Today, an original song and a profile on a Montour High School student honored by a local TV station. But first, higher achievement scholars meeting at Pittsburgh Sterritt talk about their neighborhoods.
My name's Regine. I'm 10 years old. I go to Minadeo, and I live in Lincoln. My favorite thing about living in Lincoln is that I live by a park, and I get to go across the street and go to the store. At the park, I like to do basketball. My favorite food is chicken. If I could change one thing about Lincoln, I would stop the shooting.
My name is Kaya, and I go to Colfax. I'm 12 years old, and I'm in 6th grade. I live up East Hill. My favorite thing about living in East Hills is I get to play with all my friends at the park, but I also run around everywhere. I wish I can change the shootings up East Hills because people be dying and their moms be dying. My favorite color is hot pink, because I like how it's different from any type of pink.
Hi, my name is Delana, and I'm 12 years old. I'm in grade 6. I go to Weston House, and I live in Homewood. Yeah. My favorite thing is living close to my friends, my family, and going to the library. I like to read, go on the computer, play Roblox and stuff.
My favorite book is called Sister.
About these two sisters that get mad at each other for everything.
I have 5 sisters.
They're all adults besides one. One's 13.
My favorite sister is Mika because she's always taking us to parties and stuff, to Sky Zone and stuff, and like doing a lot. She takes me to school sometimes and does my hair. I didn't feel like finish opening my hair today.
If I could change one thing about Homewood is that the buildings don't cost so much because my mom was going to move into one of them and then they charged her way more than what we pay for our big house. Has 3 floors.
My name is Monica. I am 11 years old. I go to Westinghouse and I live in Lorimer.
One thing that I like about Lorimer is like the people who I live by, like they're nice, kind, and they always give people good advice or bring people up if like something bad happened to them or something. When I think about that, like it's my one friend Makita who I've known for years, like well, she know me since I was in my mom's stomach. So, like, she always brought me up when something bad happened. Or even she likes even bring me up even if something good did happen. Like, she'll always hack my head up or something. One thing I would change about Lorimer's was definitely the violence there because there's, like, too many kids there to see a whole lot of violence. And it's not a good thing to have in our neighborhood. I think the cause of our violence is probably trying to get revenge on people. Because, like, if someone, like, do something, like, even talk about, like, just joke with them talking about, like, their mom or something, then, like, they would probably get it, like, too serious and end up killing someone because of that. I'm not sure if it will work, but most definitely having a march. Because my friend here, Delano, went to the same school as me, and I think it was in 3rd grade up at Lincoln, we had a march for peace and nonviolence.
My name is Canary. I'm 11 years old. I go to Sierra Classical Academy, and I live on the South Side. My favorite thing about the South Side is that we get to, me and my stepbrother, and then we get to ride our bikes to the park, and sometimes if it's hot, we go to the pool. My stepbrother's name is Clinton Robinson. He's 1 year older than me. I help Clinton with his homework. If I could change one thing, that people on the holidays would come outside and play. What I like about Sterritt is that the teachers are nice.
Now, teen band The Castle of Ink, with a live performance of their original song entitled Dirty Floor.
in the dark. I had to hide my scars. I never told you all the things I wanted to say. They were stuck in my head, but they got away. Cause I'm tired of the constant fighting. I'm tired of the constant hiding. I'm stuck in the middle, it seems unfair. I'm fierce, lying on the ground on this dirty floor. Cause I'm tired of the constant fighting. I'm tired of driving the dark. They tried to show my scars. I should have told you all the things I needed to say. But now it's too late.
It's too late.
Cause you got away.
You got away.
Cause I'm tired of the constant fighting. I'm tired of constant hiding. I'm stuck in the middle, it seems unfair. I'm fierce, lying on the ground on this dirty floor. Cause I'm tired of the constant fighting. I'm tired of the constant hiding. I'm stuck in the middle, it seems unfair. I'm fierce, lying on the ground on this dirty floor. 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 Cause I'm tired of the constant fighting. I'm tired of the constant hiding. I'm stuck in the middle, it seems unfair. I'm fierce, lying on the ground on this dirty floor. Cause I'm tired of the constant fighting. I'm tired of the constant hiding. I'm stuck in the middle, it seems unfair. I'm fierce, lying on the ground on this dirty floor. Cause I'm tired of the constant fighting.
Our last segment features a Montour High School student honored by KDKA for his efforts in academics and extracurriculars.
The KDKA Extra Effort Award is an award that recognizes high school students for their high grade point averages, community work, volunteering, and other academic endeavors. This is Caleb Martin for the SpartanX Bus Radio, and I caught up with Montour senior Josh Heidenreich, who's honored with the award in October.
I was very surprised that I had been nominated by Mr. Price. I was very happy and honored to receive it. I was happy that, you know, the hard work over my 4 years had paid off in some respect. Bob Papiani said that it was my GPA, the 4.64 that I have, was the highest among the applicants. I like to think that it was a holistic process, so everything that I put on my application or that was included in my resume was all factored into account, though. Currently, I lead a stand-together organization and change agents organization here at the high school. Both clubs focus on destigmatizing mental health. So Change Agents, a recent project, is a Speak to Me room. And that's basically a space for students to decompress. It's a safe place where they can come to talk to a student supporter, or they can just take place in any of the activities that we have. And I think that's something big that is overlooked a lot in high schoolers. So I'm very proud of those two organizations. But then I'm also the secretary of NHS, and I'm involved in a couple other clubs like Student Council, ARC, and Global Leadership. So I've challenged myself every year. I've tried to take as many AP and CHS courses that I can. And it's not really for the GPA or grade inflation. It's more about my passion for learning. I think I'd like to challenge myself in all aspects to become a better and well-rounded student. I want to attend a four-year university, hopefully majoring in neuroscience and Italian. It's an unusual combination, like neuroscience and Italian, very different ends of the spectrum. But neuroscience, I'm very interested in biology and chemistry, and I think that neuroscience blends both of them together very well. Very interested in Italian because my grandma actually moved from Italy, and so my mom was a first-generation American, and I really wanted to explore that part of my background.
Congratulations again to Josh Heidenreich on receiving the Extra Effort Award. This has been Caleb Martin for Spartan Express Radio, and I'll talk to you guys next time.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Youth Express. Youth Express is made possible with support from the Henry L. Hillman Foundation, the Pittsburgh Penguins Foundation, and the 33 Foundation, and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at youthexpress.org.